Joined by Mark Wiggins. Mark, welcome. How are you? I'm sorry we had a little we had a little confusion on our time today.
No, that's okay. How are you guys doing today?
Well, that's my fault, and I don't want you to hold it against me. So we're happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about your Coast to Coast for Cancer ride coming up here in not too very long, in September. Tell us about that.
Sure. So I work for a company called Bristol-Myers Squibb and their oncology division. And about 11 years ago, in fact, one of my friends in the oncology division wanted to do a little more for cancer as his mother was suffering and wanted to do something bigger than himself and planted this seed that has grown into now what we call Coast to Coast for Cancer. Since its inception, we've expanded to Europe and Japan and Latin America, and we've raised more than $16 million for the B Foundation and cancer research. And so, you know, what I'm doing in particular is part of this initiative. I was hand-selected along with 126 other BMS employees from all across the U.S. They divide these 126 into nine teams, and we ride relay style from Oregon to New Jersey. And so my specific segment starts in Boise and goes to Salt Lake, and my team is called Grateful in the Grind, and over 3 days we'll ride about 225 miles, so a lot.
That sounds really mountainous too.
It is. And so, you know, being in Wichita, right, we don't have much elevation or many hills to train for. So I do, I don't know, I tell everybody I just ride into the 25-mile-an-hour headwinds that we have in Kansas, and it's like riding up a mountain. That's kind of what I do to prepare for that.
Right.
So in an oncology department, that means, of course, that you – work with cancer patients, I assume, every day. So how do you take that relationship or feeling over now to your personal life? What kind of motivates you in that way? How maybe have you even personalized that battle and that journey for yourself?
Yeah, so I think we've all probably been affected by cancer in some way or another. Maybe we're a survivor or know a survivor, or we've lost someone. I lost my dad about 10 years ago, and that was kind of my impetus to get into this field, was to help people with cancer. Gosh, and it's a little bit of a funny yet human story, is I joined BMS about 8 years ago, and the first time I saw the email come across to, you know, for this Coast to Coast of Cancer, and they talked about the 5 months of training, the hours per week that would be on a cycle. And I thought, man, that looks hard. Delete. Right. Looks too hard to do. I can't do that. But then a couple weeks later, I had someone that was in my inner circle pass away from cancer. And it was the fire underneath me. It was the kickstart that I needed. And from that moment, I swore that I would never stand on the sidelines again and just be a person that wished the world would change or things would change or we would find a cure for cancer. I was going to do something about it and do something that was hard, mentally, physically, do something that was bigger than myself, do something that was hopefully inspiring to others, to my family, to my kids. And so I have been involved with Coast to Coast in some way, shape, or form since then. Now, I might not be an official rider, be officially part, but I am always supporting behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mark Wiggins, our guest from Wichita. He's part of this this event that's coming up in September to raise money for the V Foundation. He'll be riding from Boise to Salt Lake City over a three-day period, September 12th to 14th. So you mentioned, man, I don't know if I can do this. I'm deleting this email, and how hard it would be. But you're doing it. How hard has it been?
So we've been training since March, and we slowly progress. We're my team. Well, in fact, really in general, none of the riders are athletes, right? We're not selected for athletic ability. We're selected for our passion to help people. So let's start with that. I'm not an athlete. But I have been training, you know, incrementally increasing distances. Today, I rode from Wichita to El Dorado Lake and back, which was 70 miles. Tomorrow, I'll do 60. Sunday, I'll do 60. So, I don't know, for maybe people can relate by thinking, yeah, I'm going to get up and run a marathon before breakfast, and I'm going to do that 3 days in a row. So it is very physically and mentally demanding, and it's a commitment. A commitment that myself and all the riders take very seriously. You know, and one thing that I've really liked about this is, although I'm making it sound very individualized, like I'm doing this training on my own, so maybe literally the riding is on my own, but as a team, we are a very close-knit group of people. Now, we speak remotely. We've only been together twice at some safety clinics where we were organized and rode together, but we've become very close, and you have to be close as a team because your life, I don't know, maybe not literally, but your safety is literally in the hands of the people that you're surrounded by, because we're riding in a Peloton, just like you see professional riders on TV. We're supported by, you know, a professional team of trainers, but we are, you know, wheel to wheel. We're drafting each other. We're talking, we're communicating. I guess my whole point is the team really helps, you know, helps with the motivation to continue to ride the miles that we do. And of course the you know, raising money for the V Foundation is such a strong motivator.
Yep.
So how do we follow your progress? What are some of the other legs? I don't know if everyone's doing. You're doing 225 miles, which seems like a lot. Is that the most of anyone? And will this come through Kansas at all?
Yeah, so it does. So each leg, each team will ride approximately 225 miles. So I gave you the distance of, you know, between Boise and Salt Lake. We won't ride every single mile that separates those two cities. But we will ride roughly 70 to 80 miles a day. Then we'll kind of shuttle to the next spot and pick up the next morning and ride again. And so each of these legs is like that all through the U.S. And the leg, I think it's maybe, I'm on team three, and I think it's maybe segment five or six that comes through Kansas. That'll be later on in September. They'll start in Denver, ride through western Kansas, and end up in Topeka. And then the next leg, next relay team picks up from there and goes from Topeka to St. Louis. So that kind of gives you an idea.
Wow.
We start in, yeah.
Very admirable what you're doing. I got to ask, Mark, how old are you?
Yeah. So I'm between, I'm 54. Yeah.
There you go. So try to hold it in. When you get I'm significantly older, but just go with it.
So why do you ask that question? It's not insulting at all. I'm just curious as to why you ask.
Well, I mean, this is if somebody came to me and said you're going to ride 225 miles and we want you to start training, my deletion of that email would be permanent. So I just wondered. I just wondered your age, I admire what you're doing greatly. So, we wish you the very best.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. It paints a picture of the demographics of the people who are, who are doing this ride. Last year we had our first hand cyclist. We have many people where this is their first experience on a bike. Period. They have never ridden a bike, so they have learned to ride a bike, and so, you know, if that it would take somebody like you and you would be able to do this with the training and support that we have through Bristol-Myers Squibbs and the people that we've partnered with. But I guess in closing, I just want to, you know, let all the listeners know how they can join in and how they can support. You know, I hope you hear that my story as an individual is somebody who wants to make a change, wants to do something, wanted to get off the couch. And so that's what I implore anybody listening to do. If you've been affected by cancer, to go to cancerbikeride.org. And that's, like I said, that's easy to remember, cancerbikeride.org. Yeah. We have the landing page. We'll talk all about Coast to Coast for Cancer. It'll allow you to see all the different teams and all the different individuals. And if you search for my team, Grateful in the Grind, it will allow you to make a donation to my team, which would be just outstanding. Now, it all goes to the same place. 100% of it goes to the V Foundation. But I would, since I'm the one doing the talking, I would love for everyone to donate specifically to the Grind team. Once again, that's at cancerbikeride.org.
And the goal is to raise $1 million for the V Foundation. Again, as Mark said, cancerbikeride.org. We wish you the best. We look forward to following this as it gets closer. And Mark, thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. It's been an honor. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if you guys would go to cancerbikeride.org as well and make a contribution if you feel so inclined. It would be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
We'll see you back.
There goes Mark Wiggins.